host, the Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my dynamite and downright jolly co-host, Miss Tifflebot.
Oh, Lord, that's really rude of you to say, because I feel like even if I were to be jolly, I would then become unjolly because of what you've said.
So jolly and free.
Yeah, I'm really free.
So, man, this is show 83.
No, yeah, 84.
84?
Okay. I swear to God. Although,
I'm going to go with you.
Here's the thing.
I'm going to go with you. 84.
Okay, 384. I hope so, because I think I fucked up last week.
Anyway, man. So, man, it's that time of the show again, man. You know, it's lounge time. Grab your drinks and turn down the lights and just join your boy and your girl for some nice little spirits.
It was a spoiler alert because I was already drinking out of mine before you said that. You were like, oh, hey, everybody, it's lounge time. And I was like,
lounge time is the best, man. You know, that's when, you know,
well,
we take off our shoes.
Recording from a non-disclosed location at a non-disclosed time.
There we go. Yes.
It's it's not 10 in the morning in the Midwest.
That's right. Go get your ascots and put that on with your silk robes.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself in the lounge.
Lean back.
Then the bunny slippers. Don't forget the cute bunny slippers. So, man, listen, what kind of show do we have this week?
An average show.
It's no average. Nothing is average about Fans of Patrol, Tiff. I don't ever want to hear that again. Let's see.
I was just being mean to you because I knew. First of all, I didn't know what you were going to say, but I didn't think it was going to be positive.
No, it's great, man. So
when I was like, it's average.
No. So it's a great time of the year now. Now we're picking and choosing shit we want to do. You know, because Tiff is doing something else. So.
I was trying to grab. Listen, not to be like. First off, everybody, Montego starts the show, and I think it doesn't always happen when he's going to say, let's go. So I'm like, oh, okay, we're going to go, and then we don't. So it's always kind of a surprise. I was just looking for some chapstick.
Just trying to get them lips together.
Yeah, they're dry. It's dry. Just you, anyway, I'm so sorry.
Just let the booze ooze on them.
Oh, yeah, just...
There you go. So...
Well, I want to talk about today's show news.
Yeah, in the news today, what are we talking about? We have an official trailer today.
Yes, and I'm very excited to talk about it. But the reason I want to talk about the show news is that we have the trailer for Umbrella Academy Season 3, which is coming out pretty soon. And then we're going to talk a little Disney Plus Daredevil news. Now, the reason I want to talk about this news is they're both pretty good news stories. But that earlier in the week, I had seen something else that I wanted to talk about. And I was like, that'd be good for the show. And then instead of marking that down in any way, I just thought, I'll remember it.
And did you remember it or have you forgotten?
No. So I apologize for whatever it is that is probably, we're going to put this show out and somebody's going to be like, you didn't cover the news that Jesus is coming back and he's going to be in the new Star Wars?
Star Jesus. Look, I'm looking through my news trying to see if it's something.
Don't do it. You won't find good. It. It's this. These news are good enough.
Yes. Oh, I know what you missed.
No, please don't say anything.
What you missed. We might just add it. The official trailer for She-Hulk.
That's the fucking thing I was going to talk about. Jesus fuck. I'm so upset. Okay, listen. So just turn it off. We'll come back.
There's a new Predator movie coming out.
No, that's not.
No, that's my shit. We'll talk about it next week.
Here's the thing. I'm excited about that, but that's not. It was definitely the She-Hulk movie.
Well, why don't we just add the She-Hulk thing to it, man? That's good.
Okay.
That's good
news.
So we got three pieces this week. Also, all right, man,
everybody.
What else are we doing this week? We got a countdown. Top three. What we want to see be remade.
Yes. A desired remake.
Desire remake. So that's a good one. Hey, Tiff, I had to do some thinking for that one, man. So I can't. Mm. This is going to be some pretty good.
It was my topic, and I was like, as soon as I sat down to do it, I was like, fuck.
Now I got to think for real.
Yeah. What I really need to do is start doing whatever it is I think that I want us to do before I ask you to do it.
Right.
Because sometimes I'm like, shit, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. I can't wait to talk about it, though.
Okay.
And the big daddy for the day, man, you know, it's Firestarter.
Firestarter.
Available in theaters, but I took my ass over to Peacock.
I sure fucking did. Here's the thing. I love going to the movie theater, but when it's a movie that I'm just wanting, that I'll watch, that I'm not, like, excited to go see, I'm not going to fucking go to the theater.
Yes. So, curl up next to the peacocks, pay the fee for a month. And
It's $4.99 for a month. It's the same as renting a movie. Then you can watch all their shitty shows before you turn it off.
Yeah, there we go. Shitty shows. So
what do you want from me?
I know. It's so much, though, too. You're just like, damn, y'all packed a bunch of shit in here, right?
So, yeah, some of the stuff I'm like, what the fuck is this doing on here?
I know. The old $6 million man on there. Yeah, I really want to watch that, you know. So,
catch us next week when Montego's watched every episode.
Right. Man, it was so great. I Tiff, I noticed we're still doing the news, but I used to love the $6 million man, but I don't have patience for that show now because, you know, the cheat for the show was always slow motion, and the fights would be like in slow motion. I would be like, I can't handle it. It's too slow now.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like waiting for dial up.
Yeah, you're just like, oh God, he's gonna.
Anyone has the same sound. Same
Here comes
sound.
The punch. Here comes the punch. The punch is he hit him. You know, he just.
What's up? And entertainment was a real dry desert back then, wasn't it?
Yeah, we loved it. That's all.
You were like,
had.
I got nothing else, and I love it.
What do
it's
you
your
mean?
It's your Wilson.
Goddamn right.
It's your Wilson. As it floats away on the ocean, you're equally as sad, but it's time to let it
go.
Okay, I'll be honest, I did cry at that part of the movie.
Well, who didn't? I'm sitting there like,
oh. I'm sad. You were like, oh no.
Goddamn ball. She just had to leave.
Stop. Oh, also, shit. I just think it was mostly because I was sad for Wilson. Yeah. He's not even real.
Wilson is on his own out there.
Wilson's having a fucking fine time. He's still smiling.
I have the whole ocean, you bastard. Anyway,
holy
man.
Holy shit. Yeah,
let's
so.
See. So saying all that, Tim, I know you're ready to roll.
Fuck, yeah. Yeah, I am.
Let's go. We are back. It's time to rock and roll. Everything is going pretty good. Before we get started, hey, Tiff, tell everybody about our TikTok and our other shit.
How do I forget about this every week? For everything Fans of Patrol, go to fansofpatrol.com. That's our main hub. Or you can email us at fans@fansofpatrol.com. Or get to us on our social medias, which are Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Fans of Patrol. And I guess now we're on TikTok. Fans of Patrol 01. Is that what you said it is?
Fans of Patrol 0.
Fans Patrol 000. Subscribe to our YouTube, check out our Patreon, and listen on your favorite listening platform.
Indeed, man. You know, so videos have been going good. You know, we starting up on TikTok. You know, we're the last people in the world. Something else would be cooler.
Yeah, it's already, you guys, if you like TikTok, please know that it's already over because we're on it now.
Yeah. Me and Tish show up to the beach with our umbrella and our sandals and shit. Everybody like, time to go. Those fuckers just came in. So
ruining it for everybody. That's what we're doing.
So, Tiff, these are your notes. Why don't you get us started here?
Well, I guess we're going to do She-Hulk, which is a late addition. That's not really fair to say they're my notes. But
okay, I'll take over to She-Hulk then.
They released the She-Hulk trailer.
All right.
For Disney Plus.
Yes.
It stars Tatiana Maslany.
Yes.
She was on Orphan Black, if anybody remembers. That show.
Yeah. They also have, Benedict Wong is going to be in this. And
But he wasn't in the trailer.
No, but Tim Roth is in this. And
what's his name?
Mark Ruffalo.
Everybody. Mark Ruffalo.
What's his nuts?
What's nuts? Mark Ruffalo, who I actually really like,
right,
and think is cute. I just like couldn't remember his name.
Right. So Tiff, this thing, there were stories this week about She-Hulk, and it was not encouraging for me because they were saying that, you know, this thing is supposed to come out in August, and I guess timeline wise, it's important for it to come out when it does because, you know, all this shit is connected and whatever comes out, you know, next or between or whatever. And it was an executive, don't know who, an executive was quoted as saying that the show is a mess.
Woohoo!
And it needed to...
I wasn't excited about it, but now I am.
It needs, like, some work. And so the show is not slated to come out until August. So they have some time, you know. And so... What do you think about this trailer and the tone so far, Tim?
This, I gotta say, is my first thought about this trailer is it's embarrassing.
Explain.
It's just, I have a, you know that I have kind of a problem with She-Hulk anyway.
No, I did not know you had.
We discussed this because I said I hate the fact that she stays sexy.
Oh, when she's a Hulk?
When she's a Hulk. And you're like, but she also retains some of her smartness. And I was like, you fucking sons of bitches.
All of her mind is sound.
She
loses nothing. And
yeah, it's a way to keep her sexy.
And she is sexy.
While she's smart. Look, and I mean, teenage boy in me
loves that. Always
loves it. I know. But here's the thing. That's not even my problem with it. I don't really. Okay. Go ahead. Whatever. That doesn't bother me. I just feel like because she spends a lot more time as the Hulk mm-hmm. than you would normally. Than because Jennifer.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's
dope.
No different. Yeah.
Right.
Better, she's improved, I guess you would say, because she's 100. All that she was before and is strong.
And confident. And sexy and all the rest of it. Yes, indeed.
So.
Yes.
because of that, I do think that while the CGI isn't terrible, mm-hmm. it's not very forgiving for prolonged periods of people interacting and making facial expressions, because I do think that that's the most sticky of the wickets. Like, that's where it hurts the most, is like, it's easier to watch people fight from far away or even fight close up, but like when they're making faces and stuff, I'm like, it just looks really fake to me.
Really?
And
really?
I know it is fake. It is fake. That's the thing, but it just takes me out of it.
Really? Okay. For me, I didn't see actually any issue with the CGI. I mean, there were quick, flashes of it. And I don't know, man. Some folks online was like, the CGI looks terrible. And I was like, I thought it looked fine. And I'm glad that whoever the creator is of this thing hit the nail on the head, because at least in this trailer, this is She-Hulk and She-Hulk's world. Her world is, very whimsical. And it was always a little lighthearted. Yeah, she would save stuff and do stuff and be a hero. But she always did it with style. And, because Jennifer was always like just a, like a crappy Superman, like Clark Kent, disheveled mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And then when she was like the She-Hulk, she's, va-va-voom and just got confidence and got strength and, just do her thing. And so that's what this trailer gave me. And I was like, this is exactly what I'm looking for. And I'm glad somebody hit the nail on the head, unlike Halo, that they still... I keep watching that train wreck, and it's just...
You're like, it's going to get good.
I'm just to diverge for a little bit. What's his name? George, is it Martin? That did, he was the director for Mad Max and stuff like that. He did the first Mad Max, did the last Mad Max, the one that you like, the one that I don't like. Mm-hmm. And he made a comment, I believe, about superhero movies. How everybody's always trashing, Marvel movies and stuff? And he was like... People got it backwards, man. They're actually, it's so endearing. He said the reason why they make so much money and the reason why they're so good, because most of the people they connect to it, actually like this stuff. They're just not trying to do a movie so their ego can, explode and implode. And I was like, that makes a lot of sense, because a lot of people who have been connected to these projects have a love for it some kind of way, whether if it's the director or the producer or whatever. So with that, like I said, I'm not sure who is directing this thing or who's the showrunner of this thing, but it looks like they captured the essence of who the character is. And that, to me, sure. That's very, very important, And you might forgive some of the CGI if it just looks a little wonky. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. the Incredible Hulk looks great in the Marvel movies and stuff like that.
When he's Bruce and he has the human face and he's trying to emote with that face, it doesn't work because mm-hmm. it's not a real person. Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. And you're trying to get me to buy that emotion. That's part of the problem, is because we're watching a movie, you're trying to get me to buy into this idea, and a lot of that is the emotion that you're emoting with your face, your body. Mm-hmm. Those are not real people. They're not real bodies. They're not real. I mean, they're based on people's movements and stuff, but they're not their real face, and you can just tell that. It disconnects me from the humanity of the movie, which is at the base of all movie making.
Well, maybe they'll fix it by the time it's released, Tiff. Maybe that's surprised.
It ain't going to be fixed, because he looks like that in the movies, uh-huh. but he's just not that way that often. It's forgivable because it's temporary.
Yeah.
And in this, it's just prolonged.
But we'll see. We'll see.
I don't think I'll like it for that reason, uh-huh. but I won't. Maybe I'll like it for other reasons.
We will see. I'm looking forward to it.
We shall see. I'll probably hate the shit out of it.
But I'm not looking forward to the next episode of Halo. I haven't seen it this week.
That's not what I thought you were going to say, and I was about to get really mad at you.
Oh, God. The Halo was just so bad, Tiff. It's just so bad.
I don't disagree. I didn't continue to watch it.
It's like the star of the show, never, somebody asked him, hey, did you ever play Halo? And he went, well, I never played Halo. I've never played a video game. I'm an actor. Right. And it's like, you see, they fucking don't even like it.
What are you gonna do? Yeah. It is kind of hard to like, okay, it's like, I don't blame actors who are going to be in a movie or a show or whatever that they've never interacted with before. Mm-hmm. And then they at least do the research before. Like, and I read some comic books.
And
I
played the game. Cool. You know, it's a lot cooler than I thought.
I connected to it.
Right. Or lie and say it. You
know? Yeah, because without that connection, you don't bring that passion to it because you don't really have a complete understanding of what it even means. No. Even if you, and it's, I mean, I guess for some people in their craft, it would be the opposite. No. They would want to envision whatever. Jeff?
You're coming to a job that you don't like and you're just doing
your job. Yeah, or maybe that you don't care about. Right. You don't care about
you're
the very least.
You're just doing your job.
You're like, here we go. Just another day at the fucking trash factory.
You know who's been the best person?
Hell yeah.
I know it was just not a Halo talk, but the best person in that whole Halo thing has been Bukeem. Bukeem Woodbine, who's been on the show for a little bit, because he's a good actor, and I think he genuinely liked the stuff that they're doing, not the show, but just the source material. Anyway, we're not talking about Halo today. What else?
Yeah,
we're
moving on.
What else?
So when you said that, I thought what you were gonna say was that you don't want to watch any more Umbrella Academy, and that pissed me off.
Mm.
Because we have the trailer for the Umbrella Academy season 3.
You just want to be mad at me, Dan.
No, because you said, you know what I don't want to watch any more of?
Oh, no.
And then I thought you were going to say the Umbrella. You thought you were going to segue into the Umbrella Academy.
No,
so what we have.
The Umbrella Academy is the gift that just keeps on giving. You know. I know it's only been 2 seasons, but the second season improved on the first season. It wasn't it was the same. No, it was like a staircase. It's going up.
Yeah.
And this trailer, I'm sorry. Looks like it went up another notch.
It looks so good. Here's the thing. Every time I think about the Umbrella Academy, I worry that they're going to fuck it up.
They got a lot of material, though, Tim. They got a lot of material.
And then I watch it, and I'm like, it's good. But also, I would say, if I'm honest, I like it too much to know if I could start to dislike it. I think it would have to be pretty bad. So mostly when I see this trailer, I feel like excited that something that I actually do enjoy is coming back.
You know, the thing about this, which makes it different from Stranger Things and stuff like that, is they're not under time constraints, except for with the one little boy.
Yeah, he is getting older. They're doing a fairly good job.
Yes.
But because I don't think that they acknowledge that he's like, because I think that potentially within the world that they occupy, because he's back now in the regular timeline, he is aging.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But he's one of those people that's probably going to, unfortunately, I sometimes feel like people like him who get cast in roles like this are under some kind of curse where like they agree to try to play a youth for an extended period of time. And then by that, they curse themselves into looking like a man child for the rest of their life.
I think he's going to be fine. And I'm going to tell you why.
Go on.
Because he's playing an adult that just looks like a kid. And so.
No, I mean like the way that you look.
No, I get that. But, you know, Ralph Macchio, you know, looked like he was 15 until he was 57. You know what I'm saying? And then his career took back off. And I think Ralph Macchio could have did a lot more, but just didn't. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think he could have, he didn't have to like sit there with being a Karate Kid, you know, all that time. And also in this day and age, typecasting is pretty rare now. You know,
I don't mean typecasting. I mean like you are actually accidentally somehow in the universe, physically making yourself look like a man, baby, for like by wishing that you could do it for your job, you've made it true. It's just a
okay.
I just believe it.
Well,
Ralph Macchio cursed himself into looking like a man, baby.
Well, the rest of this trailer looks effing phenomenal, and
I love the characters. I think that's probably why it doesn't really matter what they do with the timeline or anything like that, because the characters are always so good, no matter what happens to them.
Yeah, I mean, you know. It's a thing. You got a good story, and you can have shitty characters, and you got me. You know, as long as something is good. You got shitty you got great characters with a shitty story. You know, they got to be really good characters. You know, it's hard. But with this, they've have managed to, you know, I think they just barely touched the top of the iceberg with all the stories that the Umbrella Academy has. So I think they have, like, so much rich, you know, shit they can grab from. And what I saw in this trailer just made me feel warm. I'm like, this is great. It felt like a nice, safe place to go and watch these fools act the damn fool. Just watching Klaus saying the shit he's saying when he said,
"I love Klaus."
If anybody says something one more time, I'm gonna punch you in the neck, and they all start saying it, right?
Because like, I do like that they're very much like siblings.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
And I love Klaus so much that I think even if the show was bad, I might still watch it.
Yeah, this show is like my kid's favorite show. You know, she's like, it's like, and she loves nerd stuff. But of all the nerd shit, I think this is her top tier. You know what I'm saying? which always impresses me, man, because the show is really, really, really good. I mean, both seasons were phenomenal. And this looks like to be on track. And, you know, you have Elliot Page in it. And I like the fact that she's, you know, Elliot Page, but then they have some scenes in there where she's Ellen Page, you know what I'm saying? I guess to bridge the gap, and they're just going to have you sitting there looking weird, like, because it's been like, what, a flash of a blink, and then everything is different. I like, you know,
I'm glad service. That it just seems like in this world, that's just something that's going to happen. Do you know what I mean? I like that. That's how you should in this modern society integrate anything into storytelling, I think, is just by being like, well, it's a story.
Yep. Don't ignore it.
Just be like, this is how, and it doesn't matter what anybody thinks about it. If you right. don't like it, then you can stop watching.
Yeah. I'm very excited about this. And man,
it looks so good.
Everything is back, Tiff. This June, and it's going to
be busy.
Right. Ridiculous, man. I mean, some sweet movies and oh my goodness. So what else we got going on, Tim?
So the last thing I put, and now just this seems just like sad and boring now, because the reason I put this in here is that they're, and I read it, I was like, it's still like, oh, they're rumored that there's going to be a show on Disney Plus for, that's a rumor. I know. That's why that's actually the reason I put this in here, because I feel like, so it's the rumor that the Daredevil show is going to be on, there's going to be a Daredevil show on Disney Plus, and that they have some showrunners who have done some stuff and blah, 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 blah. Well, and that Charlie, what's his name, is going to come.
Well, of course they wouldn't have put him in Homecoming. And
that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like that,
they put all of the Netflix shows front and center on Disney Plus. No censors or nothing, you know.
It's crazy that they bought those, basically.
And they right there, they look right there, they looking just, beautiful.
When I think about that, I think about like some of the people who are so powerful that they get stuff off the internet. You know what I mean? Like Disney just can make stuff happen. It's outrageous. But I will say that, like, yeah, the reason I put this in there is because I feel like we've heard this rumor, quote unquote rumor, for like a year. Isn't it just basically confirmed now? Yeah. I don't understand why they're still saying, oh, we don't know if that's going to happen. Like you said, he's in the fucking movie. It's going to happen.
Well, I read your article. I read a different article that didn't even say it was a rumor. It was like, this is, you know, they're going to start with him. And, you know, those other people, everybody I've heard, except for the Michael Coulter, has been, in my opinion, reconnected with the Marvel Universe, you know, doing their characters, you know. And so,
and what's his face for Punisher?
There's rumor now that they're gonna do him a full Punisher movie with Jon Bernthal, which I think is cool. You know,
yeah,
movies are cool, but I don't know.
Movies are cool.
Movies are cool.
Hey, everybody, turn into this hot, hard hitting news. Movies are cool.
No, I'm just saying that I think that I really like the Netflix type shows for our heroes, because you can flush out such a good story with some of these characters now, you know, instead of just, you know, having a 2-hour crescendo, you know, that ends into a boss battle. You know, I like the fact that you can have these stories that some of them can be kind of insignificant. Some of them can be, you know, big. And I think they worked really well for like the Punisher, because the Punisher is not a major character. You know, he's no Tony, you know, Iron Man or nothing like that. They're different tiers of heroes. I mean, he's major, but, you know, it's been a trip that he's has thrived over all the years that he has. And so I just think he's great where he is. But if you want to make a movie about him and throw him in the Marvel Universe, so be it, you know.
There's other Punisher movies.
Huh?
There's other Punisher movies?
Yeah, they were all terrible.
Nope, I like the one with Thomas Jane is good.
But yeah, it's Thomas Jane as the Punisher. It's not the Punisher.
I like that. I like him as the Punisher.
Oh, Thomas Jane.
Oh, I love him. He's so handsome.
Oh, shit. Last time I seen him, he was hanging in a tree in Predator.
So handsome.
Yeah.
So, that's, I think that's it.
That's the news?
That's the news. All the news is fit to be print. I was going to say something pithy, but it came out like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, there was more news, man. It was a lot of shit coming out this week, but, you know, we'll talk about that next week, man. So, seeing that, man, what time is it? It's time for a break, and it's time to come back for our middle section. Hold on to y'all booties. We'll be right back. Going? It's the middle section, man. It's the middle section. That we do what we want to do, man. If this is your first time listening to our show, thank you, man. We love you. Sit down and enjoy yourself. Why not right now? We're going to do what we want to do. We change it up. We do one shots. We do reviews. We do games. We have fun. We do lists. This week, we're doing a countdown. But it's only three.
Yeah, just three.
Yeah. So, Tiff, why don't you tell the good people about your countdown here?
So I wanted to be easy on Montego. That's why I chose three, because I kind of felt it was going to be a difficult topic. It is the three movies that we would like to see, that we would actually want a remake of, for whatever reason, because we want a better chance, because we want to see it again, whatever that reason is.
Ah, okay. So mine is has a little deviation.
Was yours because they're bad?
No. It's like, I'll explain as I go. There's some things that have happened and made me like, I want to do this, you know, so.
Yeah. That doesn't, there's no wrong or right answers in the list.
Okay, so.
It's just the list.
Would you like me to start or would you like to go?
Yeah, go ahead and go first. I want to see how bad you did.
Okay.
After I said, there's no wrong answers, tell me how bad you did.
Okay, well, I would like to see a remake of Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man in the Spider-Verse.
I see what you're saying here. You went like very specific.
Yes, man.
You want Andrew Garfield to have another chance.
Yeah, especially I want him to have the knowledge of what happened in the Spider-Man film, so he can be a better Spider-Man than what he was, but have all the knowledge. They can have a Spider-Verse thing. You don't have to get back with the other Spider-Man, but just have him have that knowledge and using that knowledge to become a better Spider-Man. I would pay double to see that movie. I really like that kid. Well, he's not really a kid. I really like him as an actor. And to me, in that last Spider-Man movie, he stole the goddamn show.
I thought so too.
And I just...
I've never seen his Spider-Man.
The first one was pretty good. People were pretty pissed because he wasn't the traditional Peter Parker. He wasn't like, you know, the goofy science nerd. And he was kind of like an emo cool dude. And people didn't like that shit. You know what I'm saying?
But he looks like a nerd.
Well, he didn't seem like a...
I mean, don't get me wrong, would bang him, but he looks like to me, like when, if you were to give me a picture of both of them, Tom Holland and Andrew Garfield, and you said which one's a nerd?
Yeah.
I think I would say Andrew Garfield if I knew nothing about either one of them.
Yeah, well, he was a nerd in a Spider-Man movie. I really liked the first one. I mean, I really liked the first one. It's really good, but it was so not. I think it was too close to, you know, the Tobey Maguire movies, and people were just like, they were gonna do Spider-Man 4 and 5 with Sam Raimi, and then all of a sudden it was canceled. And they said this is the new Spider-Man, and so people, it was a lot of shit that you know, that movie had to like go against, and he wasn't the traditional. You know, hello, Aunt May. You know, he was emo and cool, you know, and so it took people, they didn't like it. But if you go watch him now, they're really good. Now, the second Spider-Man movie, it was just a damn disaster. But it's a trip because they had the same director. It just was a terrible ass movie. Jamie Foxx walking around purple and shit flying around. It just had too much shit going on. Dane DeHaan was the Harry.
I love Dane DeHaan.
You wouldn't like him in this movie. So.
Oh, I would, because he's so handsome.
So anyway, man, you know, with the knowledge that happened in the Marvel Universe, and now that we know that, you know, Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man is in the Marvel Universe, I would love to see him get his shot at a third, you know, and final Spider-Man movie with the knowledge he got. Because it was so much subtle shit. You know, like he was like, you know, I stopped pulling my punches. You know, so he'd been out there beating the shit out of people, you know, maybe to near death, and not being a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man because of what happened to Gwen. But then he got a chance
cruel
to say.
Cruel neighborhood Spider-Man.
Yeah, you know, evil neighborhood. No, maybe not.
Naughty neighborhood Spider-Man.
Right.
Spider-Man.
But I think that saving Mary Jane in that movie changed him forever. And, you know, I loved how he was the giddy schoolboy amongst the three, even though he wasn't the youngest. You know, he was like, well, I love you guys, you know, and all that stuff. I want to see that movie. Sony, do it, do it, do it. And just call it Spider-Verse and call it a day. And everybody, you know, would be cool with it. There's my first one. What about you?
Wow, this is going to be a long section, I feel. No, I'm just kidding. So my first pick is Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Really? Holy shit.
And I don't want to see it remade because I don't think the original is good. I would just want to see what they could do with the technology now to make it look like they were small.
It looked like Avatar is what it looked like.
I want to see it. I want to see maybe I don't even want to see a full movie, but just show me what it could look like. Because nothing's going to get better than Rick Moranis to me.
Well, he's open to acting again, even though he's 90. So who would you have?
He would be the grandpa. He'd be Honey, I Shrunk the Grandkids, potentially, is what it would be. But I would want it to be just an exact replicated remake of the first one with upgraded technology.
Well, I'm going
to
say this to you, Tiff. You couldn't do the exact same movie, but if you did and you had Rick Moranis in it as the granddaddy, that would be the perfect draw to so many people watching him come back to Hollywood in that movie. That would be actually for his.
Yeah.
Really, we should be his agents right now saying, you know, hey, goddamn it.
Special guest, Sean.
is that my boy Sean walking in the background in the drawers? Show some
drawers, man. He's got shorts on.
No, but that would do it, though, Tiff. Him in that movie, that would be a great reintroduction to
Hollywood. Yeah, I think it would just
Hollywood. Be fun. Yeah.
I just remember liking it a lot when I was a kid. I was just like, I want to see that. Just fucking us up. Professionals up here.
I really liked Rick Moranis back in that time.
I love him. I love him.
You remember last summer, some fucker, like, beat his ass in New York just walking down the street, and he's some 60-year-old dude.
I heard that.
Yeah, just started pounding. You know, the mental health homeless, you know, in New York is off the chain, and you just never know what you're going to get. Not the last time I was there, but one of the time I was there with my daughter and her friend, and some guy, right when we were walking past him, just started snorting and snotting, like right when he got up to him, hollering like he was about to hook a loogie on his ass, you know, just walking, you know, and... You know, I turned and got in the guy's face, and he took off running. But it's just this shit like that. You never know. So I guess this guy just beat the hell out of, you know, 60-something-year-old Rick Moranis out of nowhere. You know, he's coming back to Hollywood, didn't get his ass beaten, you know, on the streets of New York.
Yeah.
So anyway, man, I like Rick Moranis. My favorite role that he was ever in, I would say Ghostbusters, but it's not. It's Streets of Fire. Have you ever seen that movie? Holy shit.
I don't think so.
Ooh, he played this role. He was such an asshole in this movie.
I love him in Little Shop of Horrors, of course.
Of course. He's basically Louis Tully from Ghostbusters. It's the same person.
But I like him in Ghostbusters, too. I will say that, like, I do still find the scene where she zips his Ghostbuster suit up to be very sexually alluring.
In Ghostbusters
Remember 2, that?
She zip up. You were made to
win. I was like, oh my God, there's so much chemistry. They're going to bone.
Look, I'm going to try to figure out what is Tifflebot's, you know, love interest. You know, how can we figure this shit out? Because it doesn't make any sense.
You can't. There's no need to figure it out. It's just one of nature's mysteries.
All right. Well, for my number two, man, my number two is, you know, people are going to think it's a cheat, but hey.
Go on.
I want to see a Superman movie. However, I want to see, I love the Superman TV show. He got kids. It's a different thing. But I want to see the Boy Scout Superman movie. You know, the Clark, the bumbling Clark Kent, the, you know, the Lois Lane, and she could find out. But I want to see Superman return to the screen, not brooding like Henry Cavill, you know, with all these issues. I'm my baby, damn it. You know, I want to see the bumbling Clark Kent that turns into the suave, debonair Superman, saving the day, Perry White, Jimmy Olsen, that shit. And I don't want to see
You want to see like a 70s or whatever Superman.
Yeah. But
up to date.
Yeah, I do. Because that's the essence of that character.
You just want to see the weird blue spandex and the white red drawers.
I want to see the drawers outside, the pants. I want to, you know, I love that. I just want, that's the essence of Superman. You know, stop trying to, you know, bring them up to date. I don't want to see Superman in the 70s. You can do it now. But we got plenty of bumbling idiot nerds walking around that could possibly be Superman. He doesn't have to be gargantuanly buff. That's something that they started doing you know, in the later years and stuff like that. He could just have a decent, nice swimmer's body or something, you know. But I want to see Bumbling Idiot, Boy Scout, you know, this dude won't do wrong no matter what, Superman. And he could be black, white, Latino, I don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to see.
All right. That's not bad. That's a very you answer, I think.
I know it is, and I try to stay away from me answers, but then I said, I gotta be me.
Why would you not? Why would you try to stay away from you answers? This is supposed to be a you answer. Well, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're so number two.
My number two is The Running Man.
Ooh, look at you. That's pretty good. Hey, I kind of feel like I think The Running Man can come on TV next week and we wouldn't even be surprised. But go ahead. I mean,
show The Running Man. I think that in this one and my other one actually kind of tie together in a weird way, because we've entered into kind of like a weird dystopia. We are kind of living in a dystopian future of
almost
sorts.
You goddamn right, shit, right?
And
disease, plague, all kind of shit.
I want to know how that would play out now. I would want to see some changes, because the way that we would perceive that kind of future now is different.
Yeah.
So I'd want to see some changes in that way. But also just, I think, like, because I honestly, that movie doesn't need to be remade. It's of its time, and I like that it's of its time, but I kind of want to see, because of how things looked back then, when like the future looks like, the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
In a weird way.
You had all those people watching the TV show.
Well, they're not wrong, because now the future looks like the 90s.
Yeah, everybody in that TV in that future watching a TV show in a field with a bunch of like gamblers on a like wooden board and stuff, you know.
Yeah. So I just think it could be a fun remake, but I will say that kind of like idea for remakes in the past has not played out well.
No, they did Total Recall. It was a total piece of shit.
Yes, and it was terrible. But yeah. On the other hand, Dredd is a fantastic movie.
Why can't we get Dredd 2? How can we can't get Dredd
2? We were just, you know what? It's really funny you're talking. Oh.
What the shit?
I can't. You know what?
What's that?
Remember how I told you I remember what I wanted to talk about?
What you want to talk? It wasn't that. It was something else. Huh?
It was that, but it was something else.
What else?
The trailer for The Boys came out.
Yeah, that did. It did. It did. Yeah.
But,
we
can talk about it here a little now, right? Which is what I'm going to say is, that we were watching that trailer and my brother's visiting, and he was like,
I know, we saw him walk past in his drawers.
Yes, he wasn't in his drawers. That makes me severely uncomfortable. So we were watching the trailer,
yeah,
and Sean just said, give us another Dredd movie. He's not too old. It's not too late.
No, he's Carl Urban, man. Come on. That movie is so underrated.
It's outrageously that damn underrated.
Movie. Oh my God, it was so good. It was so gritty. God damn it. Okay, I'm gonna watch Dredd today.
So I know we're all gonna do. We should do it for the. Have we done it for the Patreon?
We have not.
Patreon.
We should.
So anyway, second choice, just because it's the time.
We were gonna do Firestarter. Maybe we should do Judge Dredd, man. Well, I don't know.
No, I'll have to watch it. I've already watched Firestarter.
Oh, did you? I'm talking. You watched the old Firestarter? Okay. Damn it. I'm excited about Dredd now. And The Running Man. We could do either one of those.
We could just do a dystopian month.
We did The Running Man on the show already, though. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, what's your number one, technically? I think it was more of a loose list where it didn't really matter the order, but yeah, go on.
My number one is wasn't even a movie. It was an anime. It's a TV show.
Okay.
No. Robotech live action movie trilogy. That's what I would want to see. Because
you love Robotech.
I do, but I'm not. You can stick with the Micross saga, for those of you who know. You don't have to go through the other things, but stick with the
Nerd alert.
I know. Stick with the Micross saga. You can have the first thing when the Zentradi, when they attack the Earth, that can be like the first act. You know, it's all kind of carnage and dope shit. You get everybody involved. The second act is all that boring shit where, you know, Rick Hunter is becoming, the warrior you want him to be, dating dumbass Meme. And then in the end is when they come back to Earth and they got the fight for, you know, humanity and all that shit. Man, I mean, I keep hearing over and over they're going to do a Robotech live action. It's been on the table, off the table. But if you do it in a trilogy, a movie trilogy, and put the right stars in there, man, you know, Transformers has showed us that you can put big robots on the screen and it look good. And Pacific Rim. We can do this. We can do this.
Pacific Rim is just a good movie, regardless of robots.
I love that movie. Hate the second one, though.
That second one's terrible, but whatever.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about.
But yeah, I would... Listen, I don't know why. I'm going to tell you why it hasn't happened, because that property has been, you got like this studio and that studio saying, it's ours, you know, and so that's why it hasn't happened. But I would love this. I think the world would go nuts over a Robotech, like, movie trilogy. If it's done right, if it's got like Marvel money behind it, oh my God, you know? So there we go. What about your first one?
So my one is going to be so out of left field, and a lot of people probably even haven't seen this movie, but you might know of it. It's not even a nerdy movie.
Field of Dreams?
It's, just no. Well, it's a movie called Pollyanna. Have you ever seen that movie?
Hell no. Pollyanna, let me look that up.
No. It's like a 50s movie, 60s movie about a girl who, like, and she's optimistic and she's like, everything's great. And then she goes to live with her aunt, who's like kind of like, pissy. And her optimism is challenged by all these things that happen to her, okay, right? Her positive attitude.
Okay.
And if you kind of like believe everything's going to turn out all right, and you're kind of like, well, everything's fine, people call you a Pollyanna. Have you ever heard somebody called a Pollyanna before?
Never. I am black.
Go ahead. It's used in like movies and stuff too.
Okay.
So I want to see that movie made now, when I feel like it's extraordinarily hard to be an optimist. But I will tell you, the caveat of this movie remake is that I do not know if I want her to turn out to be a super enduring optimist, in which case she, you know, like, she just keeps, it's still good. Or if I want her to just be like, I guess this is totally fucked.
Knowing you,
in the Pollyanna remake, she loses it all.
I was about to say, she turns into Tiff about it.
She's like, fuck you. You piece of shit. Yeah, she turns into a dour... I was going to say a really bad word.
Oh, shit.
A bitch.
No, boy. Tiff, you took me by surprise on that one, y'all. I would love to hear the fans' reaction to
this. I bet three people who are listening to this right now who have seen Pollyanna.
Yeah, you got that right.
Pollyanna and... the three people who have seen Pollyanna and the one of you that gives a shit.
Reach out to me. Liza Raphael, she probably saw that Pollyanna.
I bet Liza's seen that movie.
Shout out to Liza Raphael, you know, one of the coolest friends of Fans of Patrol. Wow. Pollyanna, I never even heard of it. You know? Wow. Okay.
There's a lot of VHSs in my parents' basements that I just watched because I was bored.
Tiff, like, Girls Gone Wild with Big C Cups or Pollyanna? Let me.
Girls Gone Wild. No, that's over. I've got to watch Pollyanna.
Whatever happened to that clown? You remember that girl?
It was not a good thing because it was girls under coercion. So I'm assuming that they're all in trouble and gone.
Yeah, that dude was getting sued all the time, and he was such a piece of shit, arrogant dude walking around.
Isn't it weird that like that happened? And it's just weird that happened. I just right. It's weird that it happened.
Right.
Like, you can just be like sitting there. I just remember being like in my teens at night. Because that's when the commercials would come on at like 2 a.m.
Girls Gone Wild.
I was like, you always knew that it was like potentially bedtime because you were like, oh, I've stayed up to the Girls Gone Wild
time. Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true. They were selling
the witching hour. It's the Girls Gone Wild
VHSs
hour.
VHSs with just like white girls at parties just pulling up the shirt. That's it.
Boom, boom, yeah, boom, I mean, boom, the boom. Internet really saved us from whatever that was.
Right, internet came around, you had full porn, so dude couldn't make no more money no more, right?
Okay.
Got porn for free.
I'll be on the internet.
Right, right. God damn it, Girls Gone Wild. Jesus. All right, y'all, we sorry. We kind of going out memory lane.
We've gone to a place, a dark place.
I know. So we're going to take our final break. We're going to come back to discuss Firestarter. We'll be right back. All right, man, it's time for the Big Daddy.
Yes.
I don't know how big the daddy is, but this week they did a remake of Firestarter. Nobody saw this coming. Originally cast the Drew Barrymore. Wasn't that Drew Barrymore? She was in
Drew Barrymore's little tiny kid.
She was like in Cat's Eye. She was in Firestarter. She was in
And she's a little adult. She's just like, it's me, Drew Barrymore.
Steven Spielberg was loving her dirty bathwater back in the day. So, 2022 rated R, 1 hour, 34 minutes.
Drama. Blissfully, it's 1 hour and 34 minutes, everybody.
It felt like a TV show. Drama, horror, sci-fi. Directed by Keith Thomas. And this is the original, you know, piece done by Stephen King. It's one of them Stephen King things. So, Tiff, who's in this damn movie, man?
Who's in this movie? Well, Zac Efron, we already talked about.
Yeah, we didn't. We was off of air when we was talking about
him. Oh, sorry. Zac Efron.
Who looks like his name might be Zac Efroni or something in this movie. He looks very Latino in this movie to me.
No, he does.
Oh, he does, though. He does.
Ryan Kiera Armstrong. He doesn't to me. Ryan Kiera Armstrong. That's the kid that plays Charlie.
Yeah.
Sydney Lemon.
She got a boy's name.
Names or whatever. Kurtwood Smith.
Kurtwood
John Beasley. Smith.
John Beasley, yes.
Michael Grayeus and Gloria Rubin.
Gloria Rubin, god damn it. So fine with her mature vet self. Damn it, I was like mesmerized.
Mature.
Woo, she was looking fine.
Rated M for mature.
Rated X for Montego's gonna go too far. But anyway, yeah. Yeah, so these were the folks that was in this movie. There were others, but, you know. So, man, the synopsis, you guys need to try harder. A young girl tries to understand how she mysteriously gained the powers to set things on fire in her mind.
That's not.
That's it.
That's not the plot of the movie.
It's not.
Not at all. No.
I saw that and was like, what the hell? That's not
accurate. You read that afterwards, you're like,
That's not accurate, fellas.
Did I watch the wrong movie?
Right. Oh, shit. So, man, before we go any further, let's hit one. Try to do a little different, Tiff. I'm gonna ask Beast.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah. So, one word, Tiff. What do you got for this new rendition of Firestarter?
I'm gonna need to explain this, but it feels sterile.
Mmm. Like white toast, huh?
Because, what it feels like is they understood. Mm-hmm. It's like they wanted to make a Sharknado film.
You think? I don't think.
Yeah, I feel like they wanted to make a bad movie or like a homage to like those kind of TV horror movies or something like that. It's what it felt like they were trying to do, but it came off as so sterile. It was like, I said to my friend that it was like a robot had eaten all these B movies and wanted to make one. It was just like really weird to me. Like it felt very, I could see that it was trying something, but it felt very like it wasn't there. Like it felt very too, I don't know.
Interesting.
Like I did you like it? Cause I didn't.
What's the name of it?
What's your one word? Stinky.
Okay. What's the name of that TV show that I'm sorry. I'm trying to whistle. You know, with the Mulder and Scully. What was the name?
You know what? As soon as you're whistling, I was like, he's whistling the X-Files theme song.
Right.
But I was like, but he cannot be talking about the X-Files.
No, I am talking about the X-Files.
But I guess now that you say that, it's like a not good episode of the X-Files.
Yes. So it was very, my one word is TV. Because it was like.
Yeah.
It was like an episode of the X-Files. Like if Mulder and Scully was investigating this, you would be like, oh.
This little girl. You'd be like, that's, you know what? Honestly, okay. If it was pretty an episode good. Of the X-Files, you'd be like, that's pretty good episode,
pretty good,
right?
Pretty good episode.
It's got that plot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can kind of see that. But the movie itself is not good.
No. If it was Mulder and Scully investigating this girl, it would have been a
take out some of that shit
episode.
And leave it. It'd be but hell of an episode.
This is in a theater, Tim. This is in a goddamn theater. So no, that's not a good endorsement.
Was like,
yeah. So let's hit those spoilers so we can get into it here.
Kay.
Very somber. If I wanted to do a second, like one word, somber would be another word. It was very somber.
It's because, and I think that maybe that's the disconnect. Because in the old movie, we'll talk about on the little sample for the
Patreon there,
is that it kind of knows that the premise is
burn it
somewhat
all down.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Kind of ridiculous. So you're like, oh, we're not going to like we're not going to focus on the fact to try to make it seem like it's not ridiculous. Does that make sense? Maybe that's the disconnect. I feel like this movie tries to make you believe that it's not ridiculous. And in doing so, it just washes out what would be entertaining about the film.
Well, the problem with the film is that it has a rich history as far as the story is concerned. And it needs to be like a Netflix show, in my opinion, to give it the rich history. To give an accurate journey of what's happening.
Right, because they're trying to cram all this. So
yes.
We'll just start talking about the movie. So well, the plot...
That's what I am talking about, because it
right,
starts...
Right, I was going to say, in the beginning, what we see is that, like, but they try to keep it a secret kind of from you.
Yes.
It's filmmaking, right? They don't want to reveal it all to you. So if you're watching it, you don't know. But if you do know, it's that the parents of Charlie were part of, like, an experiment.
Right, right.
And escaped or whatever.
Which could be a whole two, three episodes on itself, right?
But they try to cram it into the beginning, and they try to keep it like, ooh, what's happening here? What mystery is this?
They try to cram it in a montage.
And you're like, what's happening? It gets very confusing.
Exactly.
And I will also say, honestly, you guys, in all honesty, the plot of this movie is very simplistic. There's people with superpowers. People are trying to stop them, and they're trying to escape. That's the plot of the movie, okay? But it's very convoluted in this one, because it's basically the same plot. So basically what happens, whatever.
Honestly, the plot is not that intriguing, because...
No, it's not. It's supposed to be...
In the 80s, it was intriguing. But now you've had, like, Generation X and all these other TV shows that has done this, right? So it's kind of like...
Well, right. So if you're going to remake Firestarter...
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to do something that makes me go, that's why you remade Firestarter.
Exactly.
Otherwise, I'm going to watch the original Firestarter. And the reason is because I think that they, like I said, they wanted to be more poignant. So in this movie, we get some flashbacks in the beginning, some weird experiments. You just assume. You're like, okay, there's been experiments.
Hey, Tiff.
I will say that they make Zac Efron look ridiculous.
Hey, Tiff. I thought the movie was going to be on a whole other level when the woman gouged her own eyes out. In the montage, I was like, oh shit! This
you're like, oh no!
Let me button up my shit, because it's about to be some shit. You know,
it's funny that you say that, because the kind of not impetus for the movie, because it would have happened regardless. The people were after them anyway, but it exacerbated the feeling. So what happened was, they're living in this home. The daughter is getting closer to puberty. So she's losing the ability to control her power. And so the kids at school fuck with her, and it lets off this explosive kind of reaction that I think made it easier
to pinpoint, which makes me wonder how, what was going on? What kind of technology do you guys have that you can like pinpoint on some fire? How many fires is it in America every day? You know what I'm saying? It was like, oh shit, we, this must be her, you know?
It's getting awful hot in the Midwest.
I know.
I wonder if Charlie's there.
Right. I mean, right? It's like, you don't have no technology that's not here now.
Right.
All of a sudden we're like, oh, that must be her.
I feel like if you have that kind of technology, like you said, you would also have the technology to control them without even worrying about whether or not you're going to catch them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So then
you said just Zac Efron looked ridiculous.
Yeah, both and also his face. I hate to say this, is not aging that well. So I think they made him pop that shirt off so that we were reminded.
I think that he's a handsome
hot
fella.
Body, Mr. Hot Body.
I think he's a handsome fella. I like.
I do for the most part in this movie. I didn't. I was like,
No. I'm gonna say this. Like I said before, the people was listening. When we were off camera. Hey, with this beard and mustache, I thought he was like a Latino dude. I didn't catch him at first. I didn't look at I don't have a tendency to look at who's in the movie before we watch it. Mm. And I was like, who is this dude? This Latino dude. And then like, he was not Latino. To me, he looked very Latino with the beard and mustache. And then, I was like, oh, that's Zac Efron. He's not Latino. I know who he is.
I don't think that, but maybe it's because I knew it was him.
So...
Part of this exacerbated or lack of control of her power is she's scared, she's anxious, she's frightened and upset.
Well, shit.
So she accidentally burns her mom's.
She was a baby about to burn up the whole damn house.
Yeah. Oh, when that baby exploded, we had problems in our house because I was shocked. Like, I was like, I laughed. We all started laughing so hard when that happened. I hate to say that, but we laughed and laughed.
You monsters.
Oh, my God. I know. I think we watched it more than once. We gave it an old rewind. Because we were shocked by how
just, baby was like,
it's probably the funniest thing I've ever.
Move. And the baby was like,
funny.
She didn't give a shit, right?
It's funny even now. Even now when you're explaining it to me, it's hilarious. She accidentally hurts her mom. Now
that was messed
the reason
up.
I'm doing all this groundwork here to let you know that is because you said when she got her eyes out, you're like, oh, we're in for something.
Yeah, yeah.
So her arms get burnt.
That was messed up, Tiff.
And they were fucked up.
That woman to the hospital, dude.
Yes, it doesn't. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter who's after you. That and here's the thing. As soon as you wrapped it in plastic, I was like,
germs.
I was like, now all her skin's gonna come off because it's all gonna be trapped in there with the heat, and it's gonna be pulled off with the plastic. I get what you're doing because you can't put a bandage on there, but you're you have to get fish. I think you have to put fish on it.
What do you do? Put some aloe vera on it and then threw it in some plastic.
It was lotion. It was like some Jergens. And then he got out some Saran wrap.
I'm like, dude, she got to go to hospital.
And he was just like, here we go.
She got to go to hospital, dude.
She looked like a hot dog burnt up. It was so awful. And I thought, when I was watching this, I was like, I didn't know how long. I mean, I didn't know what changes they were going to make. I didn't know how long or if they were going to kill the mom. Mm-hmm, so I was like, they're going to hide out for a while. And these arms are going to get gangrene. That's what I felt because it's such a fucking Stephen King, you know, gross out movie move be like. And then they were trying to pull her along and her arm came off. You know what I mean? Yeah. But we didn't get there, you guys. It was almost, I got to be honest, it was almost pointless for her to have burned her arms.
That's true.
It didn't affect the plot in any way.
It did not.
The mom still died very, very quickly after that.
And there was little impact emotionally to the main two characters. So you're right about that. So after that, man, they send the girl to go get ice cream with the dad. And then this Native American dude who was activated by the fine ass Captain Hollister is like, you know, I'm different. And, you know, this is what we're going to do. Now this chick is a trip because she goes and see Dr. Joseph, you know, right. Who's played by Kirkwood Smith. And he don't want nothing to do with her. You know, he's like, it looks like he was in a assisted living facility.
Yeah, it must have been like some kind of maintenance facility, I thought, like by the government.
But he wouldn't deal with it. And basically he told her, he's like, bitch, you about to burn. You know, you going down. And then, you know, but she's like, I'm the new king, shit. And I was right behind her, Tiff, because she was fine. You know, I've noticed actress for years, and I never really cared for, you know, but sometimes people age like a fine wine.
I'm very happy for you.
I was like, ooh, shit. You know? So anyway, she thinks she's the king, shit. And I love how she starts using profanity right at the right moment to show you that she's a bad guy. She's like, I will fuck you up. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I will say... So about this time in the movie, when she's trying to, like, figure out what's going on, get them, trap them or whatever, there's a lot of expository dialogue that occurs where they're just, like, speaking for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's a lot, and they're all kind of hammy. So they're all like, this fire child. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's not like that, but it's kind of like that.
So
where you're just like, Lord, have mercy on me.
So they burn up the mama. And she, you know, the guy, you know, the mom's powers is like weak. The guy's like, you know, you're out of practice while they're gone. They come home and they leave, right? Because they're getting chased.
They realize right away, yeah.
So they come up upon, you know, what, Ivy Manders, who, you know, played by John Beasley. And he pushes him, right, for them to get into the car. He shows him that he has $100. But he takes him home because it's time for dinner. And he says the wife sets out a sandwich spread this time of day. And then they get to the house and the wife is like a paraplegic. She's not going anywhere. So I was so confused. Like, well, what was really happening here? Because
I think that scene, I'm really excited for you to watch the original.
Okay. I mean, but you understand because what I'm saying, right?
Yes, yeah. It seemed like he was nefarious, but then helpful, and then he's saying stuff like...
He said the wife sets out a spread of sandwiches this time of day. And then we get there and the wife is like,
and it's not true. Yes, yes. He's so right. So yes, she's on the whatever.
Right.
And I think that was to lend like a nefarious overtone to it. But then it turns out he really is just a regular guy.
A bumbling idiot.
It's supposed to in the movie, I think, add some kind of like, oh, he's a liar, he's working for the government, blah blah blah. And he's not. He's not working for the government, but he does call them because he sees them on the news.
Yeah. Cops.
Which,
show up.
By the way, very confused about, because in the movie, I guess it's not the plot of this movie, so I'm getting the two confused. But they think that if they tell everybody, oh, the notes, if they tell everybody what's happening, that they won't get chased anymore because there won't be any purpose to it. But they're already on the news for being murderers. So if there's that much control by this corporation, you're fucked.
Little girl burns.
Who are you going to tell?
Little girl burns up a little kitty.
That was sad.
Cat sitting there, still burning. You got to put it out of his misery. I'm like, God damn.
I thought they were going to stomp on it. I was like, oh, Lord.
You should have did something. The cat was just burning and shit, right?
He did burn him up. She burned him the rest of the way up.
And so, but that cat didn't have to scratch her, and he did. So.
Yeah. So I'll teach you, you little shit.
Right.
So after they escape.
They capture the dad. He takes the dad into custody. He tries to push him. His eyes is bleeding. That shit is nasty.
The eye is bleeding. And then I think because he can still do it later, even though, well, they drug him or whatever, but it's just like, how much power does he have and will it kill him soon? It kind of felt like it was going to kill him soon, no matter what he did.
Yeah.
And so what he does is the guy comes that's going to, like the sniper guy that's like to get him, and he like pushes him to see her, like he does a really big illusion basically of him. He makes the guy think he's come all the way up to the house, shot at him, blah blah blah, and he watched and tried to get the girl, she ran away. That didn't happen yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came back and it was happening, but she was already too far away to catch.
Right.
So my problem with that, my question about his powers are, it feels like it takes him as much exertion for that activity, which seems very difficult, as it did for him to make a dollar bill look like a $100 bill.
Yeah, so why?
I feel like the consequences were the same no matter what you did.
Right.
Right. Right.
So they capture him, and they take him inside this compound, and they capture the Native American dude and say, because he killed cops. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. You know, y'all don't give a shit about that. So they put him in, like, prison blues. He's locked up. Dad is like chained up, and they saying, you know, the native is saying, "Hey, little girl coming to get her daddy. Y'all effed, right?" And they're like, you know, "No way." And he's like, "Yeah, she's coming." So she does. She finds her way.
She has a little montage. She's a little montage in the woods of her learning to control her powers. It's the weirdest montage I've ever seen, because I think it takes place within like an hour.
Yeah, it does.
And it basically just, she does one thing, and so I'm like, is this a montage? Is what I said, and I think it was intended to be.
So she comes up to this thing and she does this cat and mouse stuff. She's controlling the cameras. She's burning people up. She's like using. So she has like telekinesis. She can push people and she can burn people up. She's a mama. She's a daddy. And she got her own thing. And, you know, that guy that's in the like control booth, I thought his ass was going to get it. You know, he's like, yeah, she's going this way. She's going that way. You know, but it never happened. So she gets to the dad. The fine Captain Hollister wraps herself around the dad and like, no, you don't burn up your dad. He's like, burn us both up. Woof, they both go up, and I'm like,
she pushed him. He pushed her to make her do that.
Yes, he did. So she burned
because she wasn't gonna do it on her own.
Yeah, because he was trying to tell her to respect life, and he was saying fuck life and burn him up and fuck life and burn him up, and so very confusing for the child. So basically, he tells her to burn everything down. She does. Those guys come in with those fire retardant suits, and you know, it looks like they're going down, but they're not. But then our friend, a Native American, what is his name? Did he have a name? In his
yes, he does. His name is White Bird. Is that his name?
Eyes Man. Is that his name?
No, Rainbird. Rainbird.
Okay.
His name's Rainbird.
He shows up. I don't know where he got the gun from. He kills everybody from behind again.
Yep, he sure does.
Bam, 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 bam. And then the strangest
shit happens. And even though it's his fault that they're there.
The strangest shit happens, Tiffobot. He pulls out his hand, and she's like, she grabs his hand, and now they're a team. And I'm like, huh? He killed the mama.
He killed the mom. He's the reason your dad's dead.
Oh my God! What's happening?
She gonna kill him? It would make much more sense if she killed him.
But she didn't. She grabbed his hand, and we're left on the.
They go to a beach.
They're like the new team, right?
Yep, they're the team. Yep.
And I'm like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
What? Come on. Yeah. No, you killed my mama. Everybody dying.
I don't care if you did me a 20 solids.
Right.
You're persona non grata forever.
Right. I'm like a mobster. Now your ass is mine. Now that we went through all this stuff. You know, but now that's
her. Thanks for everything. Pow, pow, pow.
Right. That's her guardian protector now? No. So.
No.
That's it, man.
That's it.
That's the movie and shit. And I'm like, what a waste of time.
It felt the weirdest part about this is the movie, it felt confusing a little bit, and it felt ultimately to me, like I said, it just felt sterile, where I'm like, I think you're trying for something that you're not, because you're trying to achieve it rather than achieving it naturally in some ways, you're fucking it up.
Yeah. Y'all needed to do some show where the writers half-ass know what they're doing. And just like, and have about 2 or 3 seasons of effing around with these characters.
Yes, commits a little bit more time.
Yeah, because it wasn't there. Especially when the daddy burnt up with the Hollister. He was like, well, what else is left, right? I mean, now she's like,
she's
in this world with all these
nothing whatever characters. She wants. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, what's happening? I don't like it, Tifflebot. I give it the sucketh.
Yeah, it was a thumbs down over here.
Yeah. So that's it, y'all. We can't do the damn thing. We got it done, man. We're going to give you more Firestarter. We're going to look at the first one.
That's right.
And we're going to see how that shit.
Two Firestarters.
We're going to see how that mounts up to this shit, man. This is, you know, see if you can't improve on greatness, because I know people used to like these movies. I never saw Firestarter back in the day.
I'm excited to know what you say.
I always saw that innocent looking ass kid, Drew Barrymore, and I would be like, who was probably on drugs at the time? And was like, I don't want to see this. You know, I never did. I never seen Cat's Eye. Have you ever seen that was another Julie Boy. Shit, same age. She was making money with Steven Spielberg. Anyway, that's it, Tiff. We can't do the damn thing. We got it done. My name is Montego Bradley, host of Fans on Patrol. With me is my wonderful co-host, Miss Tifflebot. Say goodbye to these wonderful fans, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure as always.
And until next week, man, we will be
on Patrol.